I'm not sure whether to record this or not, so I'm just going to go ahead and record it. This is our power tour of Units 7, 8, and 9, beginning with Unit 7. I will focus today on the East Barclay Sound version and on the central version, that is a Howzit Tloket version of this unit. We're going to review conversations 1, 2, and 3, which are the most important. Conversations 4 and 5 are for talking about how old people are and how many dollars they have. These are significantly more difficult than conversations 1 through 3. So we're going to focus on 1, 2, and 3 for now. Let's do a quick run-through of the Barclay Sound conversations. Starting with conversation 1. Huxa utasin. Hux chiatli. Huxa utasin. Hux chiatli. Tzawak atla katsa mu sucha. Tzawak atla katsa mu sucha. Conversation 2. Anahat atnis. Anahat atnis. Such amat atnis. Such amat atnis. Ayamat atnis. Ayamat atnis. Wikit mat atnis. Wikit mat atnis. Conversation 3, talking about the day of the week. Aqa'at hat nas. Aqa'at hat nas. Ana chis atlha. Ana chis atlha. Nup chis atlma. Nup chis atlma. Haya akah kwe atli nas. Haya akah kwe atli nas. This is the central dialect versions of Unit 7, Conversations 1 through 3, starting with Conversation 1. Huxa utas nish, hux chiatli. Huxa utas nish, hux chiatli. Tzawak atla qats tzamu sucha. Tzawak atla qats tzamu sucha. Conversation 2. Qut mayit atna is. Qut mayit atna is. Sucha ish tatna is. Sucha ish tatna is. Aya ish tatna is. Aya ishtatna is. Wikit ishtatna is. Wikit ishtatna is. Conversation 3, talking about the day of the week. Aqa'at hnas. Aqa'at hnas. Qut ma chis atli. Qut ma chis atli. Nup chis atlish. Nup chis atlish. Hayum hissish qui atli nas. Hayum hissish qui atli nas. I would also like to... Yes, go ahead. If you have trouble building the days of the week, I highly recommend the exercise that we're going to review right now. First, let's practice counting from 1 to 7. Tzawak, atla, katsa, mu, sucha, nupu, atlpu. Tzawak, atla, katsa, mu, sucha, nupu, atlpu. Now let's name the days from Monday through Saturday, through Sunday. Nup chil, atl chil, Hatzachich, Muchich, Suchachich, Nupuchich, Santi. Again, Nupchich, Achich, Hatzachich, Muchich, Suchachich, Nupuchich, Santi. Last, let. Yes, go ahead. Okay, I'll slow down a little bit, but I don't want to go too slow because I'm trying to cover a lot of material here, and my main purpose is to show you how to do the exercise rather than to make sure that everyone keeps up right now. So we counted from 1 to 7, then we named the days from Monday through Sunday. Now we're going to build a sentence out of each day, starting with the number and then building the sentence. Here's how it sounds. To build the sentence, it is now Monday, we start with tsawak. Then we add the ending for days, nupchich. Then we add at, nupchich at. Last we add the mood, nupchich atma. It is now Monday. Tsawak, nupchich, nupchich at, nupchich atma. We're going to do that for every day. Now Tuesday, atla. Atlchil, atlchil atl, atlchil atlma. Katsa, katsachil, katsachil atl, katsachil atlma. Mu, muchil, muchil atl, muchil atlma. Sucha, suchachil, suchachil atl, suchachil atlma. Nupu, nupuchil. Nopuchil atl, nopuchil atlma. Sa atlpu. Some people say atlpuchil for Sunday. Other people say santi, so we'll do it both ways. Atlpu, atlpuchil, atlpuchil atl, atlpuchil atlma. Santi atlma. I got a question this morning that I've gotten before, which is, do we add the ending chil to santi? The answer is no. Most days express amounts. They are literally amounts. 1 day, 2 days, 3 days, 4 days. But Sunday is unique in having a name. So it does not use the chil ending. We just say santi atma. It is now Sunday. What I just demonstrated is a couple of exercises that I have found very useful for building fluency with around the days of the week. Count from 1 to 7, name the days from Monday through Sunday, and then build each sentence. It is now Monday, it is now Tuesday, it is now Wednesday, and so on. I did that faster than beginners will be able to keep up with, but I am recording this lecture and it will be available to you afterwards. So if this is something you need to practice, you can download and listen to this lecture and pause it as often as you need to. Now, I would like to practice these conversations, Unit 7, Conversations 1 through 3. We can either all practice together as a group, which means that we'll all hear each other, but each person will get less overall practice. Or we can break into breakout rooms, and in which case everyone will get more practice, but you won't get the benefit of hearing from all the experts. So, which would you prefer? Please speak up. Shall we all practice together, or shall we break into groups? We're continuing our power tour straight through to Unit 9. We're in the Eve Sparkly Sound version of Unit 9. Unit 9 has only three short conversations which demonstrate simple commands. Conversation 1. Tikwa si'i. Tikwa si'i. Chu tikwa sit akhtla. Chu tikwa sit akhtla. Na'atah is. Na'atah is. Chu na'atah aktlah su'wa. Chu na'atah aktlah su'wa. Nu i'atlin. Nu i'atlin. Chu nu it laklatlin. Chu nu it laklatlin. Central versions, Unit 9, Conversation 1. Tequasi. Tequasi. Chu, tequasit laklsish. Chu, tequasit laklsish. Naatah is. Naatah is. Chu, naatah aklsish sutil. Chu, naatah aklsish sutil. No iatlin. No iatlin. Chu, no itlaktlatlnish. Chu, no itlaktlatlnish. Very good question. We have a question about the difference between sutwa and sutil. You'll notice that in sentences like I'll see you later, we usually say sutwa in Barkley sound. Uyaktla nachu al sutwa. I'll see you later. Uyaktla nachu al sutwa. But in central, we usually say sutil. Uyi aklsish natsi chit sutil. I'll see you later. Uyi aklsish natsi chit sutil. Sutil is an object pronoun. It marks you when you is the one being done to. Sutil is used in Barkley Sound dialects. You can say uyaktla nachual sutil, but it sounds in Central that sounds perfectly normal, but in Barkley that sounds kind of complex and old-fashioned. And so what's going on is just that sutil is the conservative object pronoun, but some dialects, especially Barkley Sound dialects, just replace it with the plain you, which is sutwa. And that's a very simple very simple introduction to the complex topic of pronouns. I probably should have said more in the lectures on aspect about recognizing the forms of the aspect. I mentioned yesterday that complete forms usually end in it, I, lambda. But actually, there's more to it than that. Shit and chit are two of our most common forms for marking the complete aspect. So lots of complete aspect forms end in shit or chit. For example, mut shit, start flying. Yats shit, start walking. Tlichit, to shoot. Hooks chit, to start counting. These are all complete aspect. And they all end in shit or chit. That's what those endings are. Shit and chit, and for that matter, quit. There's a few words with quit, like so quit. Those endings mean exactly the same thing. It's the explanation for why which words, different words have different endings, is historical. Probably at some time in the past, thousands of years ago, they were all pronounced the same. They were probably all quit at one point. And then some quits started to become chit, and some chits went further and became shit. And the result is that we have all three versions of the ending in modern Nuchanov. And I could tell you more about when we get which change, but I'm not sure if you're interested in those details. Okay, here's a little more info about that. The quit is probably the oldest form of the ending, and the words that still have quit are the ones whose stem ends in a U. So quit. You quit, starting to get windy. You quit. So quit. How quit, to bail. I'm not sure about that one. I'll have to double check that. But all of the stems with quit have end in a U. The ones with shit are the ones that where the stem ends in a consonant. So most consonant final stems take shit. But there are exceptions. If the stem ends in a nasal or an S, then usually you'll get chit. For example, ha in chit, to call out, is an example of a nasal final stem that takes chit. And hooks chit, to start counting, is an example of an S final stem that takes chit. So the choice between quit, chit, shit is partly historical and partly has to do with the last sound of the stem.